Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The city seen from the Queensborough Bridge is always the city seen for the first time in its first wild promise of all the mystery and the beauty in the world. Isn't that wonderful? And that's my bridge. Thank you.
And that's former Mayor Ed Koch. At his 86th birthday party, thrown by current Mayor Mike Bloomberg at Gracie Mansion, as ever present, have a major New York City landmark named after you. The Queensborough Bridge, as long as the city council goes along with it, will become the Ed Koch Bridge. And that passage from The Great Gatsby that Mayor Koch read will be a little harder for school children to decipher in the future. At the same time, the state legislature renamed the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel for former Governor Hugh Carey. It is assumed Governor Patterson will sign that piece of legislation. So what do you think? We just have a few minutes on this. Do you think this is a good way to acknowledge the impact that these two men had on the city? Have you started calling the recently renamed Triborough Bridge the RFK Bridge yet? Who else would you like to name a bridge after? And that's a serious question. Who else would you like to name a bridge after? And what do you think of the Koch Bridge between Manhattan and Queens and the Brooklyn Battery Hugh Carey Tunnel? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Times did a piece yesterday asking if there's a difference between a bridge person and a tunnel person. Did Ed Koch bridge differences between Manhattan and the outer boroughs? Did Hugh Carey dig deep and make it through the economic tough times of the 70s into the light of good economic times? We are joined briefly, as your calls are coming in, by the City Parks Commissioner under Ed Koch, a role that he reprised under Mayor Giuliani, Henry Stern, who now runs the public interest organization New York Civic. Hi, Henry. How are you?
Fine, Brian.
Are you pleased by this honor on your former boss?
Yes, I am. I think it's an appropriate name change. You know, when I was Parks Commissioner, I named hundreds of places, parks and playgrounds and things like that, informally. And
was there a standard?
Yes. If it was a person, the person had to be honorable, preferably dead, and the site had to have some relevance to the individual.
How about that second category, which is not true for either of these still-living New Yorkers? You know, I was thinking about other landmarks and who they're named for. The George Washington Bridge, for heaven's sakes. Kosciuszko, a Revolutionary War figure when that bridge was built 100 years more than that later. Columbus Avenue, Christopher Columbus. In Harlem, Martin Luther King Boulevard, a giant Malcolm X Boulevard. Are Ed Koch and Hugh Carey in this category, and especially as they're still alive?
Well, they're certainly in the latter category of names you mentioned. I think that you have to be reasonable. Ed Koch is 86 and highly unlikely to do anything to dishonor the name. Governor Carey is 92. And failing. So I think it's sort of nice to do it before they die, if you're sure. I had one incident about that, though, which occurred with Donald Manus. When Congressman Ben Rosenthal died, I was Parks Commissioner and wanted to name a park for him, which was generally agreed to be done because he was a good, honorable congressman. And then I asked Manus, what about Flushing Meadows Corona Park? He said, no. I said, why not? And I'm saving that for myself. Well, that didn't happen. And just as I think that dishonorable public officials should be punished, I think that public officials who are unusually good should be rewarded. The first mayor of New York City, Robert Van Wyck, has an expressway named for him in Queens. There's Major Deegan, which is the highway in the Bronx. Jackie Robinson, the Interborough Parkway. In Boston, they have the Ted Williams Tunnel. So it's not that rare. It's a special way. Mm-hmm. It's really the only way you can reward an honest politician, because all these people left office, the two, either Koch and Kerry, with no more money than they had when they came in.
But how about the, after our last segment, I think a lot of our listeners would like to pick one of them and call it the Daniel Ellsberg Bridge.
But, well, or the Julian Assange Bridge, or the Alger Hiss Bridge.
But is Koch, you know, bridge differences, remembering that era, some people considered him a divisive figure, not as much as Giuliani, but a racially divisive figure in the context of his time.
Well, I think in the 20 years since he's been mayor, a great deal of that has cooled. He's made constant efforts to be involved with all communities, and he's well received when he travels there and so on. So I think that whatever wounds there were have really been largely healed, and I know that in terms of the reception he gets when I'm with him in Harlem or places like that. So I don't think that stands, and I think it's just another good thing about the name is that it's short. Ed Koch. Shorter than Queensboro Bridge. It's not a tongue twister.
Yeah, think of all the money they'll save on lettering. Didn't they make the Throgs Neck Bridge with one G instead of two Gs to save money?
No, they did it because they didn't know how Mr. Throg spelled his name way back then. And names, you know, Moses named things usually geographically named, you know, like the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, the Bronx Whitestone Bridge goes from the Bronx to Whitestone, Queens.
Very sensible.
That is sensible. And, of course, Central Park, Olmsted in particular, was a partisan of geographic names. But sometimes, like the Verrazano Bridge, for example, you could call it the Brooklyn Staten Island Bridge. Maybe if you painted it, you'd call it the Silver Gate Bridge to balance the Golden Gate in San Francisco. But it's great.
It's not as romantic. That one has narrows in it. So it's both. It's the guy and it's the waterway. So, all right.
Henry Stern. Carrie, by the way, he's also a two-mono, you know, very short name, you Carrie.
Henry Stern, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's go through some comments real quick. We don't have much time. Richard in Brooklyn, you want to rename something?
Yeah, I want to rename Kennedy Airport.
To?
Idlewild.
What was so great about Idlewild?
It's such a great name.
Lynn in Manhattan, you want to rename something?
All of them. I just so object to making them call name change so they're named after people or corporations. It's sort of taken the beauty, the romance, the poetry. When you think of Golden Gate Bridge, Idlewild was a wonderful name. And the Queensboro Bridge, not the Ed Koch Bridge. They're getting carried away by money.
Thank you very much. George in Manhattan, you want to rename something?
Yeah, I'd like to rename Riverside Park the John V. Lindsay Park.
Oh, could have asked Henry Stern about that. Might have gotten a different answer. Gabe in Queens, you're on WNYC. You want to rename something?
No, I don't want to rename anything. I just think it's not a good idea. I agree with the woman who just called in. I think, for instance, I think Jackie Robinson did a great thing, you know, in breaking a call line in baseball. But to rename the Interborough Parkway to the Jackie Robinson Parkway, for instance, I don't think it was a good idea. And I feel the same way about the Queensboro Bridge, the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. I think that these structures should be named for basically common sense. And I think the Queensboro Bridge is just fine just the way it is. That's my feeling about, you know, changing these names. Anyway,
thank you very much. One more. Santiago in Jersey City. You got a name for something?
Yeah, you're going to rename for the 9th Street Bridge for Koch. Why don't you just call it the How Am I Doing Bridge?
The How Am I Doing Bridge. You can see the traffic helicopter radio report is doing that a million times. How am I doing on the Koch today? We are all backed up, 45-minute delays. Santiago, thanks a lot. We will continue in a minute by introducing a new crowdsourcing project as part of our Rut and Recovery map and storytelling project for the Christmas season. We want some of you to go out and talk to your local Christmas tree vendors. And we'll explain in a minute. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.